What does studying the Bible look like to you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. And in today's Devo, we are going to be talking about specific ways to unlock God's Word, not only in Unlocked, but also on your own. And it's very important to be able to do that. So without further ado, we're going to dive in. Today's Devo is called Different Ways of Studying the Bible by Emily Acker. I just started a Bible reading plan that encouraged me to skim through the chapters I was going to be reading. This plan lists so many chapters to read per day that it suggests you simply fly through them, get the main idea of the passage, and then move on. That is very different from the way I usually read my Bible and the way I've heard I should read it. But as I've been following this Bible reading plan over the course of recent months, I have found a greater appreciation for all that Scripture contains. I have found joy in reading through it and getting the whole story. I can see the benefits of skimming. If you would like to get the basic message of a passage and a general idea of its contents, you can read it quickly and maybe skip over some passages that are filled with lists of hard-to-pronounce names. There is no one right way to study the Bible, but it's important for us to be in the Bible regularly. There is so much to be gained by reading God's message to us. We can see the beauty of the gospel, how God pursues his people over and over, culminating in Jesus' death and resurrection. All of Scripture points to Jesus and how he made the way for us to be with him forever. Whether you move slowly through a passage, highlighting the parts that stand out to you, or you hurry through multiple chapters, you can see the ways that God works and the love that he has for you. There are many ways to study this amazing book, and we can each find the way that works for us in each season of our lives. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What is your favorite way to study the Bible? Are there any tools that you have found helpful? Have you ever tried skimming a large passage of the Bible to get the big picture? Did you discover anything that you hadn't noticed before? What are some benefits of skimming large passages of the Bible? And what are some benefits of studying each passage slowly and carefully? As you and I can read in Romans 15:4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Are you looking for more ways to get into the Word? Well, I'd encourage you to check out our Unlocked reading plans. You can find them on the Unlocked app or in the Bible app. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Redeemed with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.